Now we're joined by New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin off the win on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. And, Coach, we're going to look at some of the key plays in this game. And one of the things you always talk about is forcing turnovers. And Entrell Roll comes up with a big one for you.
Huge. And thank goodness we're finally plus two with no offensive turnovers. We kept from beating ourselves, which is basically what we did. We had a turnover on special teams play. Should have never happened. It's a fundamental error on the part of a player that, you know, just – for whatever reason, didn't shift the ball to the outside arm, made himself vulnerable. But we got two back on special teams. Both were huge plays, and both put us in one in very deep field position and the other one right around the 18-yard line, which eventually became a score, not a touchdown, but was a score. So that's the nature of our game in terms of who gets them and who doesn't get them. And so for the first time, no offensive turnovers, and we were plus two.
Yeah, and after the Randall fumble on the punt return, here's the situation where you turn them right back over and Roll makes a nice play.
Right, and Roll, and the defense, again, in poor field position, but not allowing that to dismay them or discourage them, rises up and makes a play. And this play, you'll see here now, we're wrapping the quarterback up. You know, Big Sean's flying up in there. He's got him by the waist, and he throws the ball as a result of that high. And Entrell comes over out of center field, really plays it just like you want a center fielder to play it. He goes up in the air, and he makes really a one-handed catch. And then where he's intercepting the ball, what, at the four-yard line there, he does bring it out, which creates an opportunity for us getting it out around the, as you see right there, the 30-yard line, 29-yard line. So it's a much better spot to start from.
And he did a good job, too, because it looked like, when I was watching it live, out of the corner of his eye, he saw Jennings flashing, and he did a pretty good job of ball security because that can get punched right back out,
can't it? Oh, yeah, and you're always worried about defensive players who don't drill that to carry the ball high and tight and get both hands on the ball when the opponent comes close to you.
All right, physicality. It's something that you've talked about, and each and every week we've seen more of it. We saw it against Chicago. And again, although the numbers aren't off the charts with your running game, no, Peyton Hill has brought some physicality and punched it into the end zone when you needed it.
Well, there is one number that is good, regardless of the amount of yardage, which, as you mentioned, Bob, was not great. But the 32 carries was outstanding because of the creation of balance. And when your defense is playing like our defense was playing, you can be patient. You're not behind. You're not, you know, many of the issues that we've created for ourselves this year where we've made mistakes and allowed them to have points, and then we feel like we're in a catch-up mode all the time. That wasn't the case last night or the other night, and that was critical. So here's the ball after the fumble on the punt where we punted, and they fumbled the football. And here we are on the second play. It's second down, and you'll see the force with which the ball goes into the end zone over the left side. You can watch Cordell. You can watch Kevin Booth. You can watch Beatty, although Beatty does get pushed back. But John Connor's going to go in there against, you know, Henderson. You're talking about a physical, physical middle backer now in that guy. And they play him deep for one reason, so he can come downhill. And then Hillis, of course, has a little bit of fire in his butt as he goes charging into the end zone here. And we had two straight runs from the three. Both were positive. He almost scored on the first one.
All right. Offense, defense, special teams. You guys, as you mentioned, created a fumble recovery on a punt, and then on a kickoff, rather than let the Patterson, who's an explosive player, return it, you go with the mortar-style kick, right, and one of those guys with a 9 on the front of his jersey starts to try to run with it, and DeMontre Moore makes a nice play.
Well, one of the fundamental rules that you see that comes up here on a mortar kick is you don't back up to catch the ball. You know, if there is someone behind you, you let that ball go to that player, and then you become a blocker. But here what you're going to see is a young guy, a rookie, back up to catch the ball. He's aggressive and he wants to make a play for his team. He realizes that the ball has been kicked in a different fashion. And, of course, then the way we come flying down with Entrell and Moore, and then Jaquan catches the ball in the air. And those kinds of plays, Bob, we've been talking about them forever. Who's going to light the match, if you will, that ignites the sideline, that makes a play that ignites our team, that creates the idea of achievement and excites everyone, offense, defense, and special teams. And we did have a few of those type of plays in this game, and here's one right here. So you see, we have to change up because we've had a 69-yard kickoff return where receiver caught the ball on the last inch of inbounds territory along the end line. Here's the mortar kick, and you see right away backing up the young rookie. And then in comes Antrell. Now, the key here is Antrell's is a one. Well, we need the ones down the field in a mortar kick. Here he comes. Makes a heck of a physical hit. Watch Moore. Moore goes in for the ball. The ball's in the right arm. He hits the ball. The ball pops up in the air. It's a physical play. Jaquan is aware of what's happening. Ball pops right up in the air. He grabs the ball, secures it. Now you're going to have a pile of white shirts on that pile now trying to get that ball back. But when it's all said and done, we've created a turnover, and the ball's in point-blank range.